This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Falcons head coach Raheem Morris was present at the Marshall Pro Day for Mike Green. So consulting editor and NFL draft analyst at SportsKita.com, Tony Pauline, reported the news first yesterday.
It's interesting to kind of track all these things, who's coming on visits, whose Pro Day they're going to. And, of course, we talked about Georgia last week a little bit, the contingent that was there. And it just – when you look at Mike Green, you can start to develop a picture. I don't – you know, look, when you look at visitors, Pro Days – things like that, people you've been talking to, it's all levels of the defense, just kind of like we considered. And it'll be interesting to see where this rolls on. But I think Mike Green is somebody that a lot of people have had circled since the Senior Bowl. And it's easy to see why, you know, somebody like Raheem Morris would want a Mike Green in your lineup if he can be an instant impact player.
It's kind of misleading. I love Tony Pauline. It's a little bit misleading to me. Well, first off, why wouldn't he be there? He's going to be a first round pick, and they've got a first round draft pick. The other thing for me is who else is there? Was it?
Why do you think it's misleading? How many pro days do you think he goes to?
Well, did he report on every freaking person that was there? Was there a tweet that Joe Shane was there? Was there a tweet that Mickey Loomis was there? I mean, why just Raheem? Is one of the things I'd say. Did Mike Green get a they bring him in for one of their 30 visits?
See, it seems to me like you took it the report as like a negative towards Raheem.
No, I didn't think it was negative. I just
think
is that the only person I saw that was reported?
Well, because a lot of people have mocked from there. Edge to the
I understand,
Falcons,
but
I think
there's
it's newsworthy.
There's
that
multiple
there.
Teams that have been reported to Edge. I'm just confused on why that's the only one I saw reported. That's all.
Because it's been such a big deal here, the pass rush for like years and years and years is all you ever hear about. So that is why.
I understand, but he's been mocked to other teams as well. So I'm glad I want him to be at these things. I'm sure that they'll be at other ones that maybe, maybe they go watch a quarterback too. Who knows? I mean, maybe that'll be reported, but. I also am curious who else went to this other than Raheem from the Falcons, because we know they sent about 50 people to Flowery Branch the other day. To Athens from Flowery Branch. So I wonder if they sent other people. It was like, why was it just Raheem that was reported? I'd like to know who else was there. I guess he was the only person there.
So, no, it's just that we just told you why.
I understand, but there are other teams that need edges. He's not there. The Falcons aren't the only team that needs an edge player.
I think it's been highlighted everywhere, the struggles at the position before, more so than other teams have.
So
I don't think you understand.
I absolutely understand, but the Falcons are one of many teams. Anybody that's that was sick. I would say the bottom half of the league probably needs an edge player. So maybe, you know, it's just interesting that that's the only person that I saw reported out of it. Whatever. I mean, but that's just what I noticed. So, you know, tell us who else was there. And I would ask Tony that too. Like, why was that the only guy? I mean, there are other teams that need edge players. So it's not like the Falcons are, yes, they have been the worst the last 25 years, but they're not the only team that has been bad at pass rushing. So that's just curious to me why that was the only one that was reported.
I don't know why you took offense to it. I loved hearing that Raheem is different.
I didn't take offense to it. I'm just saying that I'm allowed to question things.
Why are you questioning it though?
Questioning why that's the only person reported? That's why.
Why?
Because I want to. That's my prerogative. I'm not allowed to.
It just sounds like you're offended by it.
So I'm suddenly not allowed to question things?
I mean, I guess so. Okay. Dude, do whatever you want to.
Right.
Oh, man. All right.
Dylan, can you give me that reminder, please, that you were just telling me in my ear since I brought up Tony Pauline?
Oh, yes. I was just bringing up the fact that Tony will actually join us tomorrow at 8:20.
Thank
so
you.
Stay tuned.
There you
be
go.
Able to talk to him about it.
Yeah, maybe you can ask him who else was there.
Maybe I will.
I wonder who else talked to Jalen Milroe other than Mike Tomlin at Alabama's program.
I don't know. I'd be interested to know.
Yeah, it's weird because he's the only one that was reported.
Well, they took him. Yeah, they only reported.
I don't know.
Hold on. Hold on.
Nobody else said anything.
See, that's where you're just being ignorant because.
I'm not, dude. Watch it.
Listen to me. They took him to dinner.
Okay.
That's why that got reported.
Yeah.
Now, if Tony would have said, Raheem Morris is here, and the Falcons had dinner with Mike Green last night, or planned to go to dinner tonight, then the report had summit. But just the fact that he's cited there, well, who else was there?
I don't know. Like, I guess I'm just clinging on to every Falcons nugget of information I can to lead me to who they might draft and who they might not draft. I'm not going to complain that there is some kind of nugget about where Raheem was at. It just seems
Relevant to the news around the team for the position.
It's not even worth talking about. I just don't understand it. But again, it's not for me to understand. It's his prerogative, according to Bo. So,
all right. How about them Braves? We'll pivot here. So they had a big day offensively in the Grapefruit League against the Cubs with Matt Olson, Marcell Ozuna, Ozzie Albies all hitting home runs yesterday. So it was they scored what? 16 total
taters,
hits
Tiff.
And
taters,
then scored
please.
13 runs.
For the love, taters. No, it's incredibly good news, and I know that we'll – look, I'm so stoked about opening day coming up Thursday. Fantasy drafts abound right now, right? Everybody kind of, you know, getting their hitters and their sluggers and everything, and we've looked at all this Braves lineup up one side and down the other about when Ronald Acuña comes back, when Spencer Strider comes back. But the bottom line is the guys you just mentioned that are having successful springs thus far – and displaying a little bit of this power, it's going to take them too. And no matter when Ronald comes back. And the best thing is, if all those guys are hitting the way they did yesterday in this Cactus League game, which they don't normally play, but this Cactus League game, if those guys are hitting well to start the season, then you don't have to rush Ronald Acuña back. Nor will you or would you have. But it's nice to kind of take a little bit of that pressure off him as he's reinserted in the lineup. If you've gone three straight days being shut out and nobody's hitting worth a crap, you might be like, man, you know, Ronald Acuña might be like, oh, I got to take over this offense. That's not the way it's going to be seen. And a lot of these bats have been nice to see kind of heat up lately at the end of spring training.
Do you like this collective effort then you're seeing, or is there someone that you think in particular really is going to have to step it up while Acuña's out?
I think that obviously you can look at this lineup and you can probably pick three. I think you could pick Matt Olson, who obviously, you know, a couple of years ago hits 50-plus home runs. Marcell Ozuna was incredible last year, really being the only standard bearer for this team. And then Austin Riley. I the more I read up on Austin Riley, the more I expect of Austin Riley. I think a lot of people kind of expect him to have a career year if he can stay healthy, you know, silver slugger at third base and things like that. So I think it's got to be Marcell. But I'm glad that there's multiple options, right? I think Marcell Ozuna is just that guy and has shown the ability to be that guy over the last year and a half plus. And hopefully Ronald Acuña, when he comes back, can just be a little bit added to it.
I would push back. I don't need those guys. Those guys have been stepping up. I mean, those guys have had those moments. I need Michael Harris to explode. I need Michael Harris to be the one that steps up. He's the guy that can steal bases. Those other guys can't create opportunities on the base paths that you just named. But Michael Harris can. I need him to step up. I need his power, which we know he has. And You know, that those are the things, like, I need him to be that guy. I need him to fuel it. I think that we have kind of been, I think Grant told, I think Tiff was the one to ask a question Friday about the batting lineup. And I think because Yurick's and Profar was the leadoff, right?
Yeah.
And you know, Profar is going to be a big deal. But to me, Michael Harris needs to be the guy that just pops out. You know, he came on the scene in 22 and his on base percentage was the highest of his career that year. He had the highest stolen base total of his career that year and the highest home run total. Since then, it's declined each year. All three of those, the on base percentage. Now, the stolen bases, he had 20 that year in 23. Then last year, obviously, he played only 110 games. But in 110 games last year, his on base percentage was the lowest of his career. His stolen bases was the lowest of his career. His home runs were the lowest of his career. So, and he was caught stealing the most in his career. So I need Michael Harris to pop back out and be that player that we saw in 2022 and really in 2023 as well. He was a good player those years. That's what I'm looking at. I need that guy because that guy I think could be a really good spark plug because to me, he's probably the best you have on the base paths when you don't have Ronald Acuna Jr.
there. Dylan has a question.
And boy, I just
want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Just wanted to piggyback off of that point to Michael Harris because if you look at the lineup they had yesterday, and this is probably going to be very close, if not almost the exact starting lineup, obviously aside from who the pitcher is, but as far as the batting order goes, they had Michael Harris batting fifth. And if you have Michael Harris right there, he's going to be in the middle of everything where he's going to have plenty of RBI opportunities to drive in runs and, you know, and be that guy that, you know, puts a lot of runs on the board for the Braves. So to your point, if he's the guy that can be that anchor in the middle of that lineup and, you know, drive home a lot of those runs and bring home the Austin Rileys and the Matt Olsons of the world that are getting on base, the Ozunas, that's going to be huge for the Braves. So I just wanted to add to that.
Here's the thing. I'm not sure if. Do you think they'll have him at five? Because to me, the best you got out of him when he was at the bottom of the lineup as it rolled over for Acuna.
Yeah.
And
that could shake up once Acuna comes back. Maybe they move him down because they'll move Profar probably will maybe take that five spot and they'll move move Money Mike back down. Yeah.
I would actually rather have Profar at two.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Ozzie's perfect in that two spot. Now maybe he could be there. But to me that and you can do the lineup so many ways. You want Olsen.
I was gonna say Profar unlocks a lot of things as a switch hitter. Because like he unlocks a lot of different things.
Yeah.
As does Albies, obviously. But having two of those guys that can switch hit and you can kind of, you know, continue to alternate right left to make it difficult, you know, on some of the pitching changes you might see throughout the year.
I think it probably lines up the best if you have Acuna leading off and then you can flip flop depending on who's hot, Ozzie or Profar. And then you have Olsen at three and Ozuna at four and Riley at five. Now you can kind of start over with one of those guys at six, whether it's Profar, whether it's Harris, and then kind of have one of those other guys and maybe flip them and down because I'm not sure if I like Harris at five. Because really, to me, yeah, I think it also depends on what his his power looks like, as because we know he has it. But I just like him creating opportunities. I think he's the guy that can get on. He has a good on base percentage when he's really in it. I mean, 340 is pretty good. And then can he still? Because I know he can run the base pass. And it's the one thing. And I give Mike credit. He harked on it a lot last year that Ronald Acuña Jr. led the team in stolen bases. And he was out after middle of May, right? It middle of May when he tore his ACL?
Yeah, if not earlier, yeah.
So to me, increasing that part of the game is a big deal. And that's why I like money.
Yeah, we've talked to Grant about this, and be it on air and off air, that we've talked to Grant McCauley. And I was kind of taken aback that Grant was like, I don't think they're focused on speed. I don't think they're focused on, going first to third or first to home on a gapper or whatever else. I just think that when all else fails the way it did last year, that a lot of times that's how you can manufacture the runs. But he brought up a good point that Michael Harris does have the power, like both of y'all were just talking about. And Michael Harris is a guy that, in Grant's words, he's going to always pick Michael Harris as a breakout candidate and a guy that can be an MVP candidate until he does. And, he just has that kind of tool, those kind of tools in his tool bag. And as much as I think Braves fans sometimes get a little bit jaded and wonder if he is the second coming of a Jason Hayward, Michael Harris has shown the ability to be incredible in all aspects. He's just got to continue to stay healthy and do it at a high level over 162 games. And maybe that year is this year. And maybe he is, and maybe this is his time to shine, depending on where he's at in the lineup.
You hope so. Things get started for the Braves, of course, on Thursday out in San Diego, opening day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.